praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. And we do give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord. And but nice to see our brother again. A real nice brother and a real nice family. It's good to hear that he's got the next best thing outside of salvation. A good wife. Amen. Some of these brothers, I don't know. Didn't hear too many amens, are you? Maybe you're regretting it. But praise God. I believe it's good. And the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. And that's why God made him the helpmeet. Amen. Amen. And some people would say the better half. But praise God. The Lord bless our brother and the Lord bless each one. Let us turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. And verse 20. We want to read from verse 20. Quite a few verses, maybe, and I want to just share a wee bit about Christ's second event tonight, and our second coming, and just trust the Lord will help us and bless His word till our hearts tonight. Let's read from verse 20 down of Luke 17, verse 20 downwards. Praise God. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that shineth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day." In other words, you're not mistaken. "But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And that day he which shall be upon the housetop and a stuff in his house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, on that night there shall be two in one bed, the one shall be taken, the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Whithersoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your precious word. We do ask and pray you'll bless your word till our hearts tonight, and just speak to us from this text. And Lord, grant us the mighty blessing of the Holy Ghost to preach your word. And I take by faith the promised Holy Ghost in Jesus' precious name. Pray that you'll bind every work of the devil. I pray especially for those that need a touch on their bodies tonight, that you will touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. I think of a brother Matthew, you'll touch him tonight, Lord, in his body in Jesus' precious name. And for others as well, that you'll touch them in Jesus' precious name. And for all that's near and dear to us, we would ask that the blood of Jesus Christ would be over them tonight, and that you would preserve them and save them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Just want to read a little quotation as I start tonight, just to get this advent, this word. Praise God. There will be three events of the Lord Jesus. The first, to redeem his bride when he died for her. The second, to receive his bride when he comes for her. The third will be with his bride for the millennium, And there will be three events. And one of them is passed on the signposts showing that we're near the second event of the Lord Jesus. We have tried everything. We have had all kinds of big four meetings and so forth on the world where communism still sweeps and the people's minds unsettled. And we're at the climax, that's all. We're just bound to come to the end. And now as you see, science has advanced out into the fields and has invented such destructive things as atomic weapons and atomic bombs and now hydrogen bombs. And I understand by radio broadcast the other day that they have a new weapon now that can drop and spread out 1,500 miles one way and 300 miles the other way and lay everything desolate from its great, powerful, destructive stroke that it can take. Just think, drop one of those geographically in Louisiana, Kentucky, and the entire United States will be abolished in a second. There won't be living a plant, anything left on the earth, on the United States, and when the bomb drops 1,500 miles this way and 300 miles away, it was arranged on radio broadcast recently told about it. And you think of it tonight, you might say, what's that got to do with anything tonight? Well, it's got to do with tonight. If you've heard the news and you're listening, Trump, he's threatening to bomb on Russia and all the rest of it. And I'm telling you one thing. You know, it's like a heavyweight boxer. Don't push them too hard in case he hits you. And that's what Russia's like, you believe me. Russia has atomic weapons. Secret weapons. And there's a video made years ago about the weapons Russia has. And Russia could press a button and wipe out most of America just as quick as you like. And you remember that William Branham said, he said that there'll be a war before the end. And the last vision he had was America going up in flames. And I tell you, how near are we till it tonight? It's closer than people think. And the event of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord's near. And there's nothing more Jesus has to do. People say, well, we're waiting on this, we're waiting on that. I'm waiting on nothing. I'm looking for the coming of the Lord tonight, and you should be. You're saying I'm waiting on this and I'm waiting on that. I tell you, scriptures have been fulfilled in our day. Israel's become a nation. The fig trees have put forth their leaves. There's wars, there's rumors of wars. We know that. And the end's not yet. And the gospel's been preached in the world like never before, hasn't it? Look how Billy Graham went round the world preaching the gospel. And I tell you, the end's near. And William Branham himself said that he went 7 times round the world with his ministry. And the end is near. And the Lord warns us here in this word, in his word. And you see, they always miss it. They miss God's visitations. They miss God's signs. The religious world misses it every single time. You say, is that right, brother? That's the truth. And even when Jesus himself came and they're looking for the kingdom, Jesus said, the kingdom of God's amongst you. He was the kingdom. And they failed to see it. And he says, I cast out devils by the finger of God, for the kingdom of God's amongst you. Cures the day and miracles of more. But people's always looking for someone and they bypass what God's already doing. And I tell you, we need to be careful today that we're not looking away at something and God's already done something and we're missing it. And it's later than we think. It's nearer the door tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ did in no way rebuke these Pharisees who demanded him when the kingdom of God should come in verse 20. He never rebuked them. It has been clearly revealed that the Messiah would redeem his people and establish the throne of David. So powerfully did this truth lay hold on the people that at the time they were about to take Jesus by force and make him king, and you can read that in John 6:15. They knew it, and they're going to take Jesus by force and make him king. And yet, look at the religious world. They couldn't see it when the Lord came. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, knowing what man was. Even after his resurrection, the disciples asked him, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Acts 1 verse 6. But even then, it was not fit for them to know. And you know when what Jesus said to them, you remember I preached on it before I mentioned it, they said, well, that this time again restore the kingdom of Israel. Not for you to know, just preach the gospel. That's what the Lord said to them. Get on with the work. I'm going to come and nobody will know. Tiny said in other scriptures, I'm coming as a thief in the night. And I tell you, you hear all these predictions and you hear all these sayings and people saying, you know, we can give a date when the Lord's coming. And it's sure to give a date, it never happens. No man knoweth the day nor the hour, only the Father. That's the Bible. William Branham said if the Lord could come tonight, he could come tomorrow. He could come, might come in my lifetime, he said. He might come in some of you young people's lifetime when he's talking to the audience. But he said, there's one thing you always bear in mind. Be you ready. Be you ready. For in such an hour you think not. And he said, keep on rearing your families. Keep on marrying. Keep on sowing your crops of your farmers and doing everything. Continue on. But live that the Lord's coming today. That's how he said to live. And I believe we should live as believers that the Lord's coming. Now really, if we knew for sure the Lord would come before morning, how would we live? You would say, well, I change things. That proves then you're not living right. If a man says, I couldn't change anything, I'm living right. That's good. You have to go on. You understand what I'm saying? When the Lord comes, there'll be no more chances for another meeting. There'll be no more chances to witness to somebody that you wanted to witness to and tell them about the Lord. That's all gone. When the Lord comes, it'll be too late. That's why we need to take every opportunity. I want you to see something here. We here are taught something about the Prince and Savior. Here's the first thing that will come suddenly. Suddenly. The Lord's going to come suddenly as a thief in the night. And I tell you, this rapture is going to go. The bride's going to go. And the world will continue on. And even, you know, the furnished virgin will continue on. You read what William Branham says about it. He says they'll go on preaching and have an altar call and the raptures took place. That's what he said. He says in another place, one in a million. You say, oh, but there were more go. How many went in the days of Noah? That's the scripture we've read. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. I tell you, we need to be ready for the Lord. Look at verse 24, as the lightning. Verse 24. The lightning does not come with observation. You can't go out and say, I'll tell you what, in 10 minutes I'm going to have lightning. Can you? If you can, you're better than me. But you understand what I'm saying. You can't with observation say, I'll tell you what, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Lord's coming. Now you can know by the Bible, you're in the season, you're in the time period, you're at the end time. But what's happening at the end time is this. People are saying what the Bible says. The Lord delayeth is coming. Where is this coming? We've heard it preached for years. But as a wee lad, sure they were preaching it. That's what this generation says. That's what the Bible said they would say. But I tell you, it's closer today than it was when I was a wee fella, or you were a wee fella, or a wee girl. It's closer now than it's ever been. We're living in the last of the last days. The coming of the Lord's near, suddenly. That's it. Men do not see the lightning before it becomes present reality. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be in his day. Here's another thing. It will be unmistakable. I tell you, when the Lord comes, you'll not mix them up for the devil. There'll be no mistake in God's visitation. There'll be no mistake in the coming of the Lord. The Bible said, don't go out here and search right, the under and search. For as the lightning shineth out of the east unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, you'll know it. You will not have to look for the Lord. If you're part of the bride, you'll never have to look for Him. He's coming for you. Are you hearing me? The Lord's coming for you. And He's going to take you away. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. When it does come, when we pray, Thy kingdom come, we pray for the coming kingdom. When He comes, there will be need for the saying, lo here, or lo there. And you know that's what they say in verse 21 to 24. And you see, because you have to understand over the world, it's nighttime over there, daylight over here. But the Lord will come. And I believe we have an understanding about this whole thing today. That maybe a generation before us didn't have. And what I mean by that is, we know that when the Lord comes, people say, no, the Lord will come and wipe you of the earth. Trains will fly off the... None of that's true. We know that it could be about a 40-day period when the Lord comes for His people. And there's going to be something supernatural happen to get us together. And we're going to be changed. We're going to go. And the prophet of God said, your loved ones will walk in where you are. And you'll know it's on. It has started. But people's preaching, you know, in America they used to say that two pilots in the plane, one saved, one not saved. They never sent two up that weren't saved apparently, or two that were saved. In case they were raptured and the plane would crash. Look at our brother John's own testimony and his own experience with the angels. And how he's seen them coming. And you see, what it drew his attention. And God's going to draw your attention. There's going to be none of this racket that the world's preaching and talking about. This thing will take place and the Lord will take His bride away. And you know in the book of Acts, you've seen Him go up in the cloud. So will He come in like manner as you've seen Him go. And in the message called the flashing red light of His coming, Brother Branham said the angels of God will sweep down and pick you up. That's what he's saying. I tell you, the Lord's coming. It's a reality. He is coming again. And I tell you, we can prepare and down here and everything and go ahead. We do go ahead and build and work. We have to. But our priority should be the coming of the Lord. Amen. Now I want you to look at this here, the state of the world that is coming. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Verse 26 to 30. Most certainly the world was not converted in the days of Noah. And the world's not all converted today. Sure it's not. Did you ever see a day? From I was a boy, I've never seen a day like this day I'm seeing now. With every single argument you see is on with the politicians. Why they're against one group of politicians is because they're afraid that they'd use that petition of concern. And wouldn't let two women mark and two men mark. And you never heard a fuss about such in your time. But it is here today. A modern Solomon Gomorrah. Two women living with women and two men with men. And Paul the Apostle calls it an abomination. And even nature itself teaches us that God's against it and nature's against it. And the perverted God's laws and the perverted God's ways. And I tell you, Brother Branham said it, it's absolutely the truth. If God doesn't judge this generation, He'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Isn't that the truth? I tell you, this generation's going to be judged. And I tell you, the Lord's coming again. And the time will come when God no more wait at it. Only for the blood should be wiped out now. Only the blood that's stopping it. Circling this earth. And appeasing God's vengeance and God's justice. But I tell you, one of these days, judgment's going to come, you know that. And I tell you, I'm surprised that this country here, how many of them's all for it. And the men that open places talk, not one of them have backbone enough to say it. What about them to put you in jail? What about it? Tell the truth. What about jail? I tell you, which is the most important? I tell you, it's an abomination before God. And you know the biggest thing about it, not only is that bad, but I'll tell you what's far worse. When children go to school and they want to bring in books, yes, where there's two women in it and two men in it, I want to tell you that's absolutely terrible. It's a disgrace. It has come to be. Christians will have to come out of these schools if it continues like this. There'll be no other choice. No point sending them down into Sodom. We've enough of it around us. Not the truth. I tell you, such a day we are living in. You wonder why people homeschool in some of these other countries. That's why. Like your sister, one of her sisters here, put it up, you know, when the lamb used to be welcome, the time of the shooting in America, the wee lamb used to be welcomed in the school, but it's no longer welcomed. They want to teach atheism. They want to teach there's no God. They want to teach you're divine and all these things about what nonsense. God's the creator of the heaven and the earth. God said, let there be light, there was light. I tell you, this is the hour we're in. Never been a day like this day. Day when men turn against God and God's word. And Paul says that it'll come to pass they won't even want to retain God in their knowledge, and they're thinking they don't want God. And you ever notice all these shows, it's all one-sided. And if anybody's on there, it's a bit of truth, they'll do their best to give them no time. Chuck it out. And make it's Christianity. It's all some city advertisement with a collar on it. It goes and sits in the pub with the rest of them. I'll tell you, that's not a Christian. That's a child of the devil. Real Holy Ghost man had nothing to do with stuff like that. Amen? I tell you, they don't show you a man of God. When a real man of God went into a dance and God told him to go into it, and he walked into a dance and he asked a girl for a dance, and the power of the Holy Ghost fell in the dance. And people started repenting and getting saved. That's what happens when real men of God visit them places. Amen. I tell you, it's the day we're living as it was. And you see, for it says marrying and giving in marriage, that means you're married 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. Marriage today is thought as nothing. There's never been a day when marriage has been treated so little, and people don't care whether married or not today. The Bible says that we live in fornication, we can't enter the kingdom of God. No fornicators will enter. There'll have to be a repentance. I told a young girl that the other day. She didn't like it. I didn't care if she liked it or not. It's the truth. And John said, let the axe lead to the root of trees, let the chips fall with the well. You know, John the Baptist preached against that it's not lawful to take your brother Philip's wife. He preached against it. He went ahead and did it anyway, and he lost his head for it. But he was still God's man. Amen? I tell you, the condition of the times, it's unmistakable. The state of his coming, and his coming is a state. The world's in a state. Isn't it a condition? Now, can you tell me that if a wee fella at 6 or 7 decides, mommy, I'm going to be a girl today, what his parents should do is go to the hedge, get themselves a good ice plant, and cereal, or a pellet, and fall to it, and take 5 minutes. For the Bible says the law is for the back of fools, and for the correction. You say you don't do that, you wouldn't love them. That proves you do love them.
Yes, amen.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You remember when William Branham said, if a wee boy's going to go across the road, you would, my son, watch, there's a car coming. Would you do that? You would shout at him. You'd say, son, there's a car! You'd do everything to rescue him. I tell you, juvenile delinquency is on the increase, isn't it?
Yes.
And I tell you, it's all about the day, and I tell you, it's killing this world, sugar. Isn't it? Sugar and this, sugar and that, sugar and everything. And I know that, boys, myself. And you know what I mean? They want sweets every day of the week. Is that the truth? Who's with me here? You're all sleeping. I'll tell you, Friday night we get 10 pounds.
hard to get it.
But now, I'm going to tell you what 10 pence bought when I was a wee fella. 10p bought you a bag of tater cheese and onion crisps. 10p bought you the big refresher. Jerry, 10p bought you a brief bit of stuff back then. 10p. 10p's no use now. I know that. It's a fiver, isn't it? £10 if you can get it. But did you ever see the advertisement? It's so true for the wee boy in the shop and his mash. He likes to learn squeeze about it. Did you ever see that advert? It's a good one. That's today. And I tell you, don't think that it's happened by mistake. There's some smart aleck put stuff in drinks, put stuff in sweets that make the children hyper and they make them addicted to certain things and the adults as well. It's from the God of this evil age is behind all of that.
That's right.
And he wants to pervert men and women to two women and two men. He wants to pervert everything and he wants you. All lawlessness to go with this age.
That's right.
That's the devil, the God of this evil age. I know back, you know, it was rough and it was tough, but I've done you the power of good, really. I knew a fella and his mum passed away when he was very young and his father had to rear them all. Good friend of mine. Said to me, Tommy, see when we done wrong. He said, my dad would say, go and get a stick and make sure you get a good one. Because if you get a bad one and I'm to go for it, I'll get a better one. I'll tell you more. And he had to go to get the stick. And you want to see him act? And he tests it on his knee and everything and brings it back with that great dad. But the Bible says, correction. You look at our schools haven't improved from the stop Canaan. They went backwards. Yeah. I'm serious. Now I'm not saying it's right. I know some of it was over the top. I had some of it. Some of it was over the top and they got away with it. I'm not for that. But within reason, it's needed. There has to be correction or else we're going to... This thing's broke loose now. It's the state.
Right.
And I tell you, they all talk about the Good Friday Agreement. Is it working? Is it not working? And they all want to know. I tell you, it's nonsense from the start. And the reason it's nonsense, it could never work.
Right.
How can you put people in power that's guilty of killing and bombing and murdering?
Right.
Do you seriously think they're going to do you good when they spent years murdering
right.
and never repented?
Right.
And they said, we're not sorry for it. We'll do it all again. And some occasions give cause to violence. That's what they say. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen? But this is a condition this world's in now. I tell you, it's almost, you see a wedding for a young man falls in love with a young woman and there's a wedding, it's almost, you know, today. It's almost a strange thing. It's great. It's God's way.
Amen.
You ever watch any of these programs, whether it's singing or it doesn't matter what it is, and whether it's a woman or a man, and where's your partner? And his partner's in the crime. And all of a sudden the partner comes out to greet and there's two men or two women. And the next thing the votes go up. They're all for it. Modern Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what we're living in. I tell you, that's why we're not part of Laodicea in the sense of we don't want to be part of that, do we? We're in this thing. We know that. But God calls us out into the truth.
Amen.
Looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Neither will it be converted at the coming of the Lord. And you see in Noah's day, Noah preached. Noah was... You remember Brother Andrew preached a great message about it. Do you remember that? A couple of years ago. Noah did his best. But it made no difference. Was an anointed? Sure it was. He's a prophet. It made no difference. You go and tell them, look, somebody was healed. I wouldn't believe it. I tell you, the whole thing's wrong. And I tell you, the Lord's coming. Luke 18 verse 8 says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find some fix, isn't it? The days of Noah were characteristics of backsliding and unbelief. And you read Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. And you can, let's just read it. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive a man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And what have we today? Men of renown. When did you ever think you'd see a man that could deadlift 500 kilograms? Come on now, tell the truth. That's half a ton. 500 kilograms. No, he had nothing on Samson. And Samson didn't need no needles or jewel weed or supplements. He had the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen? But when did you ever see it? Men of renown. When did you ever see that a man could run? We talk about the 4 minute man. 4 minute man now is nothing. 16-year-olds can do that. That's true. It's about 3.5 minutes or something now, isn't it? Well, they can run. Now I know there's a long mile and a short mile. 1,500 metres is a short mile. The proper mile is a wee bit more than that. Not much. But they're well under 4 minutes. 4 minutes is nothing, no more. What about Usain Bolt? 9.6 seconds to run 100 metres. Never heard of before. Men are renowned. Just like the Genesis. Just like in the days of Genesis. We used to talk about the heavyweight boxers. Muhammad Ali, what was he, 6'3"? George Foreman, what was he, 6'3"? Big man. Nothing, nah. 6'8". 20 stone. That's what you have now. Men are renowned. I still put Ali against a whole lot of them, mind you. That's the truth. But you see the age we're living in. Everything has to be bigger. Everything has to be better. They want to break this record. Want to break some other record. Men of renown. But what God says here, my spirit will not always strive a man. That's God's warning in this age too. Noah preached to them, but they didn't want to hear it. Building an ark, the same in the house, they laughed at them. You look at the ark, it looked like a coffin. That's the shape it was. And they must have said, he's building a coffin. And he's going to take animals in there and his family in there. It's just a coffin. But they were sealed in. That's what's the type of the baptism. Sealed in like a box. And they went over the water. Sealed by the water in the ark. Type of Christ and salvation. And the seal of God. You look at this day, we're in, isn't it the truth? You know, you go to talk to somebody today. Go on ahead. I've tried it. You try and talk to some people, I'll do what I want. Boys are ready to give you one in the jaw, aren't they? They're ready to fight shortly, you know what I mean? They've no time to hear nothing. They're running down the broad road to destruction. I know God can save what's his, and he's gonna. I believe that. We need to be praying for them. I'm telling you. No such thing as overdoing it. You need to pray every day. God save them. God speak to them. Thank God he's rich in mercy. Look what it says here in verse 5. And God said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of its heart was only evil continually. That's the day. It's evil. Two men were men, it's evil. Two women were women, that's evil. It's wickedness. God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. He burned them. Because of it. And they're going to get by the day. Amen. Look at verse 6. And repent of the Lord that he had made man on the earth. It grieved him at his heart. In verse 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the earth, but repenteth me that I have made them. And I tell you, God was fixing to give them a destruction. And only 8 souls were saved. 8 souls saved! Out of all, 8 souls were saved! Now I know you've smart alecks today, and they'll tell you, well, you know, only this wee part flooded, and it only destroyed a few in this certain way. Oh, don't you listen to that scientific nonsense. My Bible says God flooded the world. And I don't care who can prove whatever they want. I'm not going by scientific charts. Scientific charts were useless to save me and to save you. Only the blood of Christ could do that. So forget about scientific charts. But you see, they want to belittle all the time. All that's for is to belittle it to the west, not just as big a thing. It's just a wee small thing. And that was only a wee certain part of the earth in the view. Nonsense. You believe God's word. Amen. Just like the man said to William Branham, I take it you're a preacher. And he had a wee ball and he said this ball wouldn't fit in the fish's mouth. In the whale's mouth, you see, and he was scientifically going to prove it. William Branham says, but mister, you failed to read it right. And he said, the Bible says a special prepared fish. Amen. God made one special to swallow Jonah. Amen. And I tell you, the word of God's the truth. Let every other man be a liar. But God's word the truth. Amen. They eat and drank, married, rejected the testimony of Noah. Until the flood came, God said, my spirit shall not always drive a man. Indicating that in the days of Noah, the voice of the pleadings of his spirit were resisted. And isn't it like that today? The Holy Spirit does move at times. But it seems to be nothing's happening. That's the way it was in Noah's day. Now that Noah, do you think Noah wasn't prayed up? Do you think that Noah hadn't heard from God? Noah had a visitation from God. Noah had a blueprint from God. Noah was in the perfect will of God. But they never listened. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Oh, but if we only had a miracle, if we only had a miracle of hundreds of people out there saying they wouldn't believe a word of it. That's what would happen. God raised the dead. Do you ever hear such nonsense? That's how the world thinks today. Now there's people that will affect. And God's going to lose none that he's going to get. But I'm just warning you tonight that we are near the coming of the Lord. These are the signs. These are the things the Bible says that it'll be like this. These is only some of them. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 7. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 7. Listen to also in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, pride, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Here we are. I'll do what I want. Amen. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such come about, but keep away from, says. Verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, laid away by divers lusts. There we are today. Sneaking about, seeing whose marriage you can break off. That's them. That's the Bible. That's the day we're in. Verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, they won't be saved. That's what it means here. Ever learning and never able. I tell you, it's terrible, isn't it? You think of those people of UNICEF will tell you what they're going to be lost. They're not listening to know they're going to be lost. People have said, now come on, you're not really taking this all serious, are you? Sure, there's never been rain. No, but this man's a vindicated prophet. I tell you, the Bible says a great deluge. In other words, it didn't take time to rain. It came down quick. And it came down so quick, you imagine this here. You ever thought of it? You ever thought of it? Remember, Noah's in the ark and is sealed in for 7 days before the rain. There's a 7 day period, a type of the tribulation. 7 day period, Noah's sealed in. No rain. And all the stuff. But the rain came. And you imagine when the rain came and the torrents came and there was no more earth to stand on and no more trees to climb and the water got so deep and the water got so high and they're swimming in it and screaming for their lives and screaming upon the ark and the doors closed and it's too late. That's what it was like. And I tell you, one day we're going to be over in the tribulation. It's going to be too late. Now I know there's people coming out of it. I know that. And I thank the Lord for that. He's not willing that any should perish. But I tell you, God's warning this generation. And you look to sign that God has sent this generation. God has done the Messiah sign again. He's done it again. God has done it again. You know that's the truth. He sent a super sign. He stood before people, revealed the secrets of the heart with his back. Says I've seen that much. There's nothing more the Lord can do. You talk about gifts that pinnacleized them all, didn't it? A repeat ministry. The Messiah signs the last sign. Now I'm talking about a super sign. Not talking about gifts and signs of miracles. I'm talking about that. That's still going. But that messianic sign's been done. You mention it to somebody in a denomination, say it to think, hey, you don't believe that stuff. That's what they'll say. They'll miss it. Oh, you want to come and hear Armand? What for? Come and hear the Lord. That's who you want to come and hear. Come to the Word of God. Come and accept the truth. Amen. We're in the last days. Playing church won't take us in. It'll have to be real. The real genuine. Praise God. And our critics today are doing what they can to complete the dark picture, striving against the Spirit of God. Isn't that it? Every program that's on, a man gets up and the man says them people that are spawned of hell. Because they're bombing, they're killing them. Where else are they from? Where are they from? They're off their father, the devil. That's where they're from. And the next thing you know, he's up to court. But yet with all the people up talking that's done murders. Yes. And they know it. And a man goes to get in his car and his car blows up. And I know people related to themselves that got their legs blew off. And they're all free. And you say a word against it, see it happens. Oh, you don't want peace. Not at the time. It's better than it was when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come on them. I tell you, there's only one cure. That's the coming of the Lord. Amen. Let me read you this. Notice the glory that is in God is in the Word. All the blessings that's in God's in the Word. It's hid to the unbeliever by the tradition. See what I mean? But it's all in Christ. All that God was is emptied in Himself. Kenos. And came into Christ and we into Christ and are behind the veil. I'm into Christ. You say, then believe that this is three gods. Baptizing Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Believe in all these traditions and things that you believe in. And of the elders. So you're still behind the veil, see. Come into the veil, meaning Christ. He, Christ, is the Word. Oh, I don't believe in divine healing. I don't believe in these miracles, things of God. Well, you see, you're inside the veil. You don't know nothing about it. See, Christ is the Word. And when we're in the Word, we're in Christ. And how can I be in Christ denying Christ? If the Holy Spirit comes and does a miracle, how can I deny it if I say I have that same Holy Ghost? If the Holy Ghost comes and speaks through somebody in tongues, how can I say I don't believe in tongues if I say I've got the same Holy Ghost? If the Holy Ghost comes and somebody in the gift prophesies, how can somebody come and preach against it if it's a genuine Holy Ghost? God will not deny Himself. Amen? And I tell you something, the all manner of sin will be forgiven except the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. That's the age we're in. And people can speak against the Holy Ghost and think nothing of it. I tell you, it's terrible days. It's a sign in the end. Look, when Jesus Himself was there, they said, "You're off your father, the devil." You imagine Jesus there and them saying to him, "You're off your father, the devil." And Jesus said, "If Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom's divided." Amen. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. And I'm closing in a moment. "For the time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." Somebody that have preached them the things they want to hear. Amen. And it's tough when you preach the truth. Not everybody wants to know, hear the truth, do they know? But nevertheless, it's still the truth. Truth's always truth. Praise God. Verse 4. "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned on the peoples. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist." Praise God. I like that. That's what I'm trying to do. That should be our goal. I tell you, when I preached the message, this present evil world, and most of my inspiration came from the message Brother Branham preached, the God of this evil age. But God showed me something in that. And I waited before the Lord a long time preparing to preach that. God showed me the biggest tactic of the devil to stop evangelism. That's the devil's tactic. He wants that. He doesn't much care. You can go any road you want, but he wants that stopped. He doesn't want you to reach nobody. He wants them to perish. Do you realize that? The devil wants them all to perish. But the Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish. So we have to be on the Lord's side. And do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. Look, and turning the truth into feebles, and such turn away. Whatever teaching does not exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and honor the Holy Ghost, I tell you, it's not from God. It must exalt the Lord Jesus. Amen. If it doesn't exalt the Lord Jesus, forget about it. It must exalt the Lord. It must lift Him up. It must give Him His rightful place. Where's that brother in the center? At the top. At the head of the church. Amen. The results will be very many, but they're too definite, the facts to this, and I'm just going to briefly mention, I'm going to stop. Let's just go on 5:7. Separation's one. This is going to be the result, separation. Separates the gospel. Paul says there's two separating works, one to life, one to death. That's what Paul said. Separates to life and separates to death. Oh, I tell you. "When Noah, who had been condemned in the world by the righteousness works," Hebrews 11, verse 7. "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Taken into the ark, shut up, then the flood came. When Lot was taken out of Sodom, then the fire and brimstone came, fell from heaven. One should be taken, the other left." For scripture we read, Matthew 34, or verse 34 and 36 of Luke 17. "So shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. There shall be a taking away of those who are the Lord's, caught up to meet the Lord in the air." The Lord's coming for His people. He's taking us out of this. I don't know how much longer He's going to leave it, to be honest with you. I don't know how much worse it could get. It's bad. And I really think the statement William Branham made is profound. Now listen to me a minute. You know, when he typed Billy Graham and Oral Roberts to them two angel messengers that went down to Sodom, he typed them, and I believe it's the truth. And he said to the other messengers to the nominal church world, and he said, you watch when the angels went up, the fire fell. But no fire fell until the two angels went up. And as soon as the angels got out of there, the fire fell. And he said, watch when these two messengers go up. Get ready for the fire to fall. I tell you, it's lit tonight. Coming of the Lord's at hand. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. I know we all know it, but I'm going to read it anyhow. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. And the trump of God shall sound, the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. That doesn't mean the clouds you see out here. We know that. That's the angels. How many believe that? Amen. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Here's the last thing I'm going to mention, judgment. The taking away of the righteous prepares the way for the judgments of God upon the unbelieving. That's what's coming. And you know already in Revelations 4:9, the cry for the rocks to fall on them. The cry for death and it will flee from them. That's the time that's coming. I'm closing because I don't want to keep going on. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. The Bible says it's a time which has never been seen before. Now you think of all them plagues. Now that will take us into the seven last vials. And the first four vials is tied to them plagues that fell in Egypt. And they're coming on the earth. Coming upon the earth. I tell you, it's a time to be in Christ. It's a time to be saved. I wanted to read you a statement there. They asked William Branham the question, what do you need to go in the rapture? And he said, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Plain English. To go in the rapture. That's what he said. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For he says, that's the oil. That's what you need to go. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad that God will give you it? We've been able to know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? He will give you. And you believe you have it. And you know, like the wee brother and sister was out praying, and they were praying for the Holy Spirit. And they weren't sure or not. They came and they asked God's prophet about it. And he said, you know, the other day when you were out praying and you had a strange feeling come over you. That was the Holy Spirit, Brother Branham said. Just yield to that. And you know when you're praying and you feel led to pray, you feel something moving you to pray, that's the Holy Spirit. You just yield to that. Yield to it. And He'll lead you. And He'll fill you. And He'll guide you. Praise God. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. Praise God. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. And if you would say, brother, just remember me in prayer. Well, it doesn't matter what the need is. And you remember me also. Just lift your hand up to the Lord tonight. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Just yield to the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we know there's not one righteous. No, not one. Lord, when they said this man's good, you said there's none good. No, not one. For all have sinned. But we thank you for a man that came who had no sin, who knew no sin, who done no sin, who was a spotless, blameless Lamb of God. The perfect one, the perfect sacrifice, the only sacrifice that appeased God for all time and for all eternity. Lord, you came in our room and you came in our stead. You bled for us. You suffered and died alone for our redemption. And because of your precious blood, we were bought back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, we're yours tonight. We're purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, I pray, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Lord, I pray for every hand that's responded and raised tonight. whatever the needs would be, in every heart, in every situation. I pray you'll touch that brother, you'll touch that sister, that you'll speak to them and move with them and help them and lead them and guide them and meet their every need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Grant, Lord, the mighty filling of the Holy Ghost, the mighty Spirit of God moving upon your people. We invite the Holy Spirit and we say, Holy Spirit, move in our midst, we pray. Glorify Christ, we pray. Help us to pray. Help us to preach. Help us to live for you. As we acknowledge you in all our ways, praying and knowing that you will direct our paths. Father, part us now with thy blessing upon us, that maketh rich and addeth no sorrows. Lord, you know the secret prayers and the needs we have. We pray that you'll meet our needs tonight. You said you would meet them in Christ Jesus. You'd supply all of our needs. Lord, you're our source. And we look to you tonight as our source. There's no man that's our source. You're our source. Lord, you said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lo, I'm with thee always, even to the end. And Father, we pray for our children this evening. Lord, they may be not where we would want them to be. But Lord, we pray for them, that you'll speak to them. We pray that you'll move upon them. We pray that you'll convict them of sin and of unrighteousness, and that you'll bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' precious name, help us to live a life worthy of the gospel before them, that they'll see Christ in us. Forgive us for our mistakes and wrongdoings. Lead us and guide us, I pray, in the paths of righteousness. Lord, now bless your people as they go out. Bless the remainder of this day and of thy hour's time. Lead us and guide us and bless us, everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we do pray this evening, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as a brother comes. God bless you.